we are. Talk to Mayor Nancy Berry in just a few minutes. It's 8:11 right now.
Did you get the porch chair all ready for her?
Yeah, it is. It's here all lined up. She'll be able to just walk right in, hop into that, and all will be good.
She's really the only one that gets to.
Yeah, that's true. There aren't too many people who do, so good for her. I know it's the entertainment news, but, I mean, I'm rifling through this today.
Okay.
And, I mean, these are the headlines. These are the stories in the order that I have them, okay? First story, George Clooney and Stacey Keibler. Is that right?
Stacey Keibler.
Okay. Almost done? Question mark. Next story, George Clooney and Stacey Keibler still growing strong. Okay. Oh, wait, but then it gets better. Okay, so if we don't want to know whether or not George Clooney, and she was like a wrestler, wasn't she?
Yes, right? She was in the WWE.
There you go. Okay, put those two together. Okay, Honey Boo Boo will get her own character on South Park.
Oh, no.
Okay.
She's also in the political cartoon in the paper.
I see. And again, Jersey Shore stars, message for Honey Boo Boo, enjoy it while you can. Okay. And Britney Spears' phone and computer monitored. These are the kind of things that they think, and maybe, sadly, people are interested in this. But, gosh, I could have sworn we had more important things to talk about. And I don't know that George Clooney and I agree on much of anything, but I'd heard that one of the problems was that Stacey was apparently hanging out with the Kardashians.
Oh.
And he's decided that they have no talent. Thank you, George.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know. And
I thought they were just rich. That was the only reason.
Well, that's
people
it. I'm not exactly sure, but again, they think that this is something that we would be interested in, and for the life of me, I don't understand. So
is it bad that I know who they are?
No, it's fine. No, somebody on the show does need to know who they are. I don't want to be that person.
I try to be well-rounded.
I would prefer not to be. That's fine. Mayor Nancy Berry joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm just great.
You can slide that right up there. That's
speaking of well-rounded.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So now, what's today's hat? It's like the hat of the week. Last week it was 2 weeks ago. It was Neil Bortz. Well, actually, it wasn't. It was Newport Beach. But what's today's? I can't read it from here. I don't have my glasses on. And you don't know because you didn't look.
It's pink.
It is. Yeah, that's right.
I think it's an Aggie hat.
Okay, that's good. Tom Turbyville, who used to work here, had a lot of gimme caps. I mean, if we walk into Nancy Berry's closet, are there like gimme caps that are hung up there? Then
not too many.
Okay, all right. Just didn't know for sure if that was the case.
The beauty of radio is people can't see you.
I know. I'll just...
But thank you for pointing out my...
No, believe me.
My bad hair day that I wanted to cover with a cap.
It's all right. It's not
a
big deal.
No, sure.
Way to win friends and influence people, Scott.
It's her day to be in a mood.
I'm headed out of town today, and this is my only official function.
Going anyplace fun?
Yeah, going to Orlando and then on to New York.
Fabulous.
What are you doing in Orlando, may I ask?
Not going to see Mickey.
Oh, okay.
But no.
That means that you'll have money left over when you leave, then, because if you go see Mickey, Mickey takes all your money. But anyway.
No, Children's Hospital is opening, I am going to be with my husband,
who's
involved with that.
Very good.
And then I'm going on to New York because he's got a meeting there.
Doing stuff
very
up there.
Cool.
Well, good. I hope you have good weather and all that kind of stuff.
Said earlier, Broadway tickets are cheaper.
That's right. Broadway tickets are on sale right now. I know. You got to take in a show while you're up there?
We are.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to see?
No?
Yeah, something. But, you know, the other day we had some Broadway people in here. Manhattan. Did you go see the Manhattan Man?
Did. Right? Excellent.
Yeah.
It was high energy. Good group.
We did. We had the guy who won the, who won the Tony for Jersey Boys here. He was one of the ones who came in. It was fun to talk to those people. It was an interesting show. I really thought the audience was low energy, though. What did you think? Did you think the audience was involved? Did you go the first night or second night? Second night.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was. I think the Rudder Tower crowd isn't used to getting up and jumping and diving.
That's a very interesting take on it. Yeah.
I think had they been at Reed or something like that, it would have been more energized.
But that's fair.
The last song they got asked everybody to get up and move, and they did, and they were more animated.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
There were a lot of people that were kind of moving in their seats and clapping hands and tapping.
Sure.
But I don't think the Rudder crowd is usually a jump up and...
They haven't been to, you know, I saw Stomp there, which was a pretty neat show. It's hard to sit still during it, but, yeah, they never ask us to stand up and dance with them. That's for sure. So, you know, you're taking it easy. You're headed off to the east. So what's going on in the Two Name City?
Well, last night was at National Night Out.
Oh, yeah?
That's
okay.
Always fun. I mean, some neighborhoods just do a great job of organizing their party and having a started out in Plantation Oaks and Shenandoah. And, I mean, they had little train ride and pony face painting, you know, Ben wasn't there, but they had the balloon guy.
And, there are other balloon guys.
There are other balloon guys. Great food. They had the whole neighborhood, seemed like, and just terrific. I mean, so the purpose of National Night Out is to get you know your neighbors so that if something looks amiss, call it into the police. They want it. They want to know about it. Yeah. They'd rather, much rather, go out and see if there's a problem rather than you not call it in and
they're responding to a problem.
They're responding because they can't be everywhere. So, you know, it's nice when they're actually welcoming the police. They're not seeing any
not a bad situation.
Flashing lights in their back, you know, back rear view mirror. And at Plantation, the bomb squad was there, and so they had the robot, you know. And
cool.
A couple of the kids were playing with a joystick. One of them knocked the police officer over.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Richard
the got there. Yeah. But so it was fun, and went to a couple of others. Went to one on Shoal Creek. And
you know, it's interesting. The College Station is, the profile is different. Obviously, there's a very serious part of this, and that is to get to know your neighbors, especially in a time when more and more people are disconnected from their neighbors or they've moved to new neighborhoods. But because of the demographic swing that can take place in any given neighborhood in College Station, which is a little bit atypical, it's even really probably more important that that you at least make some. Great if you can do it on National Night Out, but certainly important that you go ahead and make a connection with your neighbors.
Well, I think that's right. And the National Night Out is just kind of an opportunity, a party atmosphere that you can go meet your neighbors and with so many working couples where no one's in the home, it's nice to know, you know, who might be retired, who's got a young baby at home, who's going to walk it with a stroller or walk with the dog. And, you know, they can be the police eyes and ears in the neighborhood. So it's really a wonderful opportunity to, you know, hey, I didn't know they were going out of town and there's 3 days worth of newspapers. Mm-hmm. Maybe we ought to call and find out.
Sure.
You know, it used to be in August, if you remember.
Again, it was designed by Yankees, and you know that.
Yeah, I think it's still in August in every state in the country except Texas.
Yeah, well, we're Texas.
Yeah, well, August is a little warm to spend the night out with your neighbors.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the weather last night was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of cool.
Really
pleasant,
and so people got to hang around a little longer because it was just a great evening.
Hey, good ranking for the city of College Station when it came to college towns of this size. Finished up in number 11, I think, and highest of any of the Texas cities in that list that was put out about good environments.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they did it. They ranked it by size.
Uh-huh.
And so actually, Houston comes in at number 9. Texas comes in at number 10, but that's in the major metros with over 2.5 million people.
Right.
And Austin comes in with the... Yeah, I know. With in the... San Antonio comes in the bigger cities. And
but for small college towns just like us, we came in at number 11, which is, you know, pretty
which
good.
Is the highest one in Texas in this size,
Number one is Ithaca, New York. That's...
Cornell.
Okay, yeah. Number two is Ames, Iowa. Yeah. Again, you're in Iowa. Number three is State College, Pennsylvania. Number four is Iowa City. Wow.
What's in Iowa City?
Iowa City, I guess, is
that Dubuque?
No, that's Iowa. That's the University of Iowa's in Iowa City. And then Corvallis, Oregon. And
that's the Oregon State.
Yeah, Champaign-Urbana. That's
University of Illinois.
That's a nice town. Lafayette, Indiana. That's Purdue, I guess. Lawrence, Kansas. That's Kansas, University of Kansas. Morgantown. Really?
I saw that.
Really?
I've been there.
Yeah, so have I. Yeah. There's, you know, and that's the thing. There are parts of West Virginia that are beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But that's not one of them.
I wouldn't have thought so.
And I think they've got the ugliest state capital in the world. But anyway, and then Columbia, Missouri, and then College Station in there. So edging out Fargo. Good for us. But a lot of things, I guess, they took into account. But it is, it's important that and we're seeing it right now because we talked about the way that A&M interacts with the cities in so many ways. And when you have a large university in small towns, it can be a good situation. It can be a bad, and it ebbs and flows like anything else.
Exactly. And, you know, you always have to consider what factors did they put into. And
sure.
One of them is cost of rent and diversity of student population, cultural and entertainment values.
Yeah.
So that thing, and income per capita and unemployment rates. So
yeah.
We usually do pretty well on those sorts of things.
Yeah, I would think that's exactly right. Anything anything else? I guess we want to remind people that we're going to be voting soon, and it's a long ballot. But you've got some stuff like charter amendments that you really do want people to weigh in on.
We do. A lot of it is just cleaning up the language. Part of it is to, you know, look at having a specific reason for recall. We haven't changed the requirements in terms of percentages of people, and although that was looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's just kind of wordsmithing, making it gender neutral.
Okay, little housekeeping type stuff.
Little housekeeping, but there, you know, it is a little bit of it. So hope our citizens will take the time to read the changes and vote. It's going to be at the end of the ballot. We've canceled our election because we had no contested races.
Mm-hmm.
So James Benham and John Nichols are going to be joining the council after November, and kudos to them. They were out doing National Night Out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the charter stuff is up on the website, right, if you want to read it. And, again, it's probably something, that you wouldn't want to stand in the booth and read. Understand
Correct.
That.
But
maybe do it ahead of time.
But important to get down to the end of the ballot to read it, to not only read it, but to vote on it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anything else happening?
Well, I know you and the lovely Jackie probably want to go to youth or adult tennis classes.
Oh, sure. My only problem is I stand on the baseline. I can't see over the net, but aside from that.
You said it.
Yeah, I did.
You said it.
Hey, there's a tennis stroke called the lob.
That's it.
Think
you can
about
do that.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's going on through October 19th, and you can just go to the city website, cstx.gov/sports for more information. And here's another one that I know that you and the lovely Miss Jackie could go. There is a senior fall fest.
Oh, listen to her.
That a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to get the love on the hat.
That's right. You got to come back.
It's going to come back.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the senior fall fest is free.
Okay.
It's October 11th from 5 to 7 in the American Pavilion at Veterans Park. The event is not only free, but it features hamburgers, live entertainment, and games. So I think that sounds like
you know, I love it when the mayor starts the conversation with, we're going to clean up the language.
Yeah, I really do. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say publicly that I resent her calling me a senior.
Jackie just wanted to let you know she's listening. Yeah.
It depends on what designates a senior.
You
are forever young, so it never would qualify.
It's because she's with me, right? Is that the reason?
Yeah, yeah, Scott,
well,
that's it.
Someone
Scott
has
robbed the cradle.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
And married way up.
Yeah.
All right, I think we pretty much covered the flybys on that
that's
one.
It. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Good. All right.
Well, listen, have a good trip. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Great, thanks.
It's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.